am John Cashin, and I don't know how to introduce my artwork because that's kind of interesting, but I have artwork. I can't show it to you either because I'm here, but you can see it out there.
Well,
thanks for just Earth Coalition.
Specifically, Abstract Diptyque? Is that how you pronounce that?
I think it is. I was wondering that a while ago. I was like, I don't even know how to pronounce that. That's horrible. I don't even know how. Anyway, those things. Yeah. Oh, we're horrible at this, but let's go on. What's the next question?
Okay. How did you start making art, and what's your creative journey been like? Well, I could say, for sure, we started art by just stumbling into the art room, trying to find somewhere that wasn't as chaotic as the rest of the place, and just kind of just started painting with pastels, and then painted a wall with acrylic, and then just realized that it was like serenity in the whole, crazy place that we were in.
That is true. We were trying to find that one place that wasn't such a prison-minded, prison mentality, prison warrior spirit type of a thing going on or something. I don't know. It was an ebb and the flow of what our lives were like back then. You know, there's a lot of up and downs and trying to escape from it. And started stumbling and all that stuff. And started experimenting with different mediums and stuff. That's what it came to be.
Yeah. And
creative journey has been, it's been definitely something. It's been up and down for sure.
Yeah.
Especially these past years.
Crazy journey for sure. And with that journey, we also both helped create the development of further, classes and the development of the art program as itself at Mariana. And both ended up teaching classes with our own mediums, mine pastels and yours acrylic.
Absolutely. That was fun, being able to teach what I had learned in a few years' time.
Well,
I know it. Okay.
I was going to say, I feel like it helped us, bring ourselves closer to our art family that we had.
Absolutely. 100% for sure on that one.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, what's that?
Process of creating your work. Well, yours is definitely take a bunch of paint and add it to canvas.
That is true. I per se don't have a process. There's always a time constraint when I'm making something, because usually it's in the art room. So the second I get in there, I have to make every second count because it's such a limited, time frame that I can do this in. So usually it is just grab paint, grab substrate. Usually I have something in my head, of what I want to do. But most of the time it's just, I kind of just go with whatever happens.
Just pure expression.
Right. Whether that's a monoprint or, splatter band, or take a brush and dip it in paint, just start throwing brush strokes on paper, the canvas, newspaper, the wall, the floor, whatever. It just kind of goes with it. That's usually how my creativity works. I don't really have any intentions or ideas. Most of mine.
Yeah.
It's mostly.
Yes.
Filming. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't even know what I was saying right now.
does your art mean to you?
Well, that's definitely expression of my emotions. I just think too much when I try to put something together, and then I stop thinking too much and I just let it go. It's when I've surprised myself.
Alright. Well said. What does my art mean to me? My art, personally, an extension of myself, for real. My subconscious, my being, my everything, my spirit. It's just an extension of into who I am, what's going on with me, what's maybe happening around me and stuff. Probably the best way I could explain that. I think this last question here is, painting in a strongly future blue, is there something about the color that you're drawn to? Not necessarily blue in general, but definitely cool light colors, blue, green, purple, you know, magenta. Those are always tied to being peaceful, serenity colors type things.
Yeah, and I've definitely used those colors a lot myself. If you look at my pastels, you could tell that the greens, the blues, the purples, they're all used up first.
And I think that's because we live in such, well, not you anymore, but before, for me currently, we live in such a chaotic environment, such a violent environment. So, and everyone comes here and it's like, oh, you got to be able to do this. And, you know, death encourages violence. So inmates encourage violence. Everyone encourages violence. That's all there is.
This call is from a federal prison.
You know, red and black and orange and, you know, just hate. But, you know, I think I'm drawn to those colors because, you know, peaceful with green and
calming. That's
good
definition calming of the colors.
And you'll notice, especially when you would do abstract art, remember, but you'll notice with mine, you'll have those common colors, but you'll have the chaotic brush strokes, the chaotic splatters, the really busyness to it, you know. I think that's kind of a yin to yang thing that goes on there. So, there's a lot that goes to it. And most of it's environment causing, so at least in my opinion.
Yeah, environment and experience.
Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much it.